In a world that's rapidly changing, reinvention isn't just desirable, it's essential for survival. We are natural wanderers, the only species to completely encircle the Earth. While institutions push for standardization, our DNA craves exploration and transformation. Think about it. The greatest artists and entrepreneurs understood this intuitively. Picasso reinvented himself every few years, moving through distinct artistic periods. Steve Jobs, Elon Musk, and Richard Branson constantly evolved their approaches and businesses. Their secret? A surprisingly simple yet profound framework. The plus, people you learn from, equal, people who challenge you, and minus, people you teach, equation. A roadmap for navigating life's inevitable transitions. As economic landscapes shift beneath our feet and traditional career paths crumble, this approach isn't optional advice anymore. It's essential survival gear for the modern world. We're living through a fundamental economic transformation driven by two shifts: plummeting demand and rising wealth inequality. Manufacturing costs have collapsed, creating abundant supply, while technology maturation means products last longer. The era of frequent tech upgrades is over. The wealth gap grows through three channels: bank-favoring bailouts, mismatched infrastructure spending, and intergenerational wealth concentration, creating a divide between elite dynasties and an impoverished majority. Traditional institutions serve the wealthy, pushing student debt without job security and corporate jobs that underpay. The solution? Choose yourself. By developing multiple income streams. Most multimillionaires have 7 income sources, while depending on one makes you vulnerable. True reinvention requires 3 elements: freedom, fewer expectations, diverse income, relationships, mentors and teaching, and competence through daily habits. You become the average of your 5 key habits, foods, ideas, and people. The time for reinvention is now. Not tomorrow when it's too late. Finding mentors has been crucial to my reinventions. I've had 8 or 9 direct mentors and many virtual ones, always seeking those who can teach me in areas where I'm excited but inexperienced. Start with thorough research. Read their biographies, papers, and writings. Study their previous mentees. Then provide genuine value by sending truly innovative ideas to improve their work. These must be insights they likely haven't considered. When potential mentors show interest, make yourself completely available. I've traveled internationally just to meet someone receptive to my ideas. Don't rely on a single mentor. Seek multiple guides and be willing to trade up when appropriate. Even brief mentorships can be transformative. Napoleon Hill interviewed Andrew Carnegie just once, but considered him a lifelong mentor, leading to Think and Grow Rich, one of the century's best-selling books. From each interaction, extract one valuable lesson, the plus, discuss it with peers, the equal, and share it widely. This creates exponential growth. Remember, your legacy isn't what you do, it's what those you teach accomplish. Our personality is our unique combination of influences, with most decisions shaped by those who influence us. Environment powerfully affects persuasion. People tip more at Studio 97 than Studio 17, and women are more likely to share contact information near flower shops than motorcycle stores. 7 core aspects of influence drive persuasion. 1. Reciprocity. Giving triggers return favors. 2. Likeability. Build trust by acknowledging negatives. 3. Consistency. Small favors establish behavioral patterns. 4. Social proof. Demonstrate peer adoption. 5. Authority. Leverage expert endorsements. 6. Scarcity. Limited availability increases desire. 7. Unity. Connect through shared identity, location, or values. Language itself evolved for influence, primarily to shape behavior and convey emotion. Understanding these patterns helps us navigate social dynamics more effectively. In negotiations, gather information while limiting commitments. Use "how am I supposed to" redirect responsibility. Build trust by acknowledging potential concerns up front. Use precise figures instead of round numbers to signal thoroughness. Remember that most deadlines are flexible. Mutual need drives true urgency. Barbara Cortland wrote 723 novels. Picasso created 50,000 artworks, and Mozart composed over 600 pieces. While not everyone must be prolific, these masters faced the blank page daily and created consistently. Many delay creativity with excuses about time or age, but masters simply practice daily. Consider Kobe Bryant's record 13,000 missed shots. The creative journey follows a simple path: nothing, thinking, doing, finishing, repeating. Success can tempt us to repeat proven formulas. Picasso avoided this by constantly evolving, his Blue Period vastly different from his Cubist and Surrealist works. As he noted, success is dangerous. One begins to copy oneself, and to copy oneself is more dangerous than to copy others. Creativity flourishes with gratitude, finding new things to appreciate daily. Good sleep, exercise, nutrition, and relationships form the foundation. Focusing on 1% daily improvement compounds to 38 times better results yearly. The key is maintaining gratitude even through failures and criticism. After dying 9 times during a speech at age 47, Chip Conley realized his hotel business had become just a job rather than his calling. His approach to finding your calling is simple. Look back at what you loved doing when you were 6 to 10 years old. For him, it was pretending to run restaurants as a child before building a hospitality empire. Find activities where you lose all sense of time while doing them. Remember Viktor Frankl's equation: despair equals suffering minus meaning. When you discover what brings meaning to your life, you'll find your calling despite inevitable suffering. For those feeling trapped in cubicles with responsibilities, gradually bring elements of your childhood passions into your current life. Quantity equals quality. Try many things, and quality will emerge from that abundance. Write down 10 ideas daily, and you'll have 3,650 in a year, with a few brilliant ones among them. My childhood dream? Being a spy, observing people, and reporting back to HQ. Bit by bit, I'm living my calling. What was yours? The most powerful lessons come from unexpected sources. Wayne Dyer taught me to do work you believe in so deeply you'd go to jail for it, and to actively seek opportunities rather than wait for them. Superman showed that we all have hidden strengths, and surrounding yourself with other superheroes elevates your capabilities. Star Wars taught me to embrace rest when idle and seek out fellow Jedis who energize rather than drain. Elon Musk exemplified choosing yourself by solving humanity's problems instead of chasing wealth, using physics as a thinking framework and maintaining feedback loops for improvement. The Rolling Stones demonstrated the power of obsession, creating at the intersection of multiple styles and understanding that content is just the foundation. Their wealth flows from tours and merchandise. These teachers share core principles: authenticity, persistence, connection, and growth. Their wisdom forms a blueprint for reinvention across all fields. Reinvention isn't about becoming someone new, it's about uncovering your authentic self beneath societal expectations. As change accelerates, embracing continuous learning and meaningful connections makes you anti-fragile, growing stronger with each disruption. Your reinvention begins now.